Live from the heartland and the crossroads of America, it's Tony Katz Today.
It's not that celebrities are purposefully stupid. They don't do it on purpose. It's that they actually believe that because of their celebrity, they are more in touch with their souls. They are convinced, especially true of actors, especially true of musicians, that because they are artists, they feel more than the average person. Now, I think there would be, if these things could be measured, a level to which that is true. I can tell you that I don't think anybody would think of a radio talk show host as an artist. But you try and do this 5 days a week. It is not an easy skill to be able to share an idea, share a story, break down the news, at times share your soul. Not an easy thing to do. There are tougher things for sure. Tony Katz. Tony Katz Today, 833-468-8669. 833-GOT-TONY. That is the number. That's how you get to be a part of the show. But very often, celebrities believe that somehow they're more in touch. They're more connected. They're nicer. They're kinder. They're sweeter. And when that happens, you end up seeing celebrities do rather ignorant things. Connect themselves with ignorant people, hateful people, vile people. They're so busy trying to show you how caring they are, they don't ever check to whether or not the person they've associated with is actually worth knowing. They don't do a Reagan, trust but verify. They don't do what every carpenter in America does, measure twice, cut once. This is the story of Mark Ruffalo and Billie Eilish. Now, Billie Eilish, singer, I am willing to extend some grace to because Billie Eilish is all of 22 years old. Yes, an adult. Absolutely true. Yes, an adult. But young enough that maybe I could state out loud, she doesn't know everything. Maybe I could state out loud, she doesn't know much outside of her world of music. I think I could say that. I think I will. Mark Ruffalo is such a committed progressive and so unbelievably nasty about it that I am only left when talking about him, we're talking about Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk. I am only left about him saying this is exactly the kind of hateful son of a you-know-what I thought he was. The story here is the Oscars. And at the Oscars, Mark Ruffalo, Billie Eilish, Ana de Vernay, am I pronouncing her name, last name properly? I'm sorry, I said Anna, Ava. Ava DuVernay. No, I'm not pronouncing it right. Why aren't I pronouncing it right? There should be a flourish to it, and right now I can't think of it for the life of me. Oh, it's driving me crazy. They are wearing a pin. They're all part of something called Artists for Ceasefire. Israel has the right to exist. Israel has the right to defend itself. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Hamas is ISIS. Hamas needs to return the hostages. Hamas has to surrender. And if Mark Ruffalo doesn't like that, well then to hell with Mark Ruffalo, who seems to be okay with babies being taken hostage when they're not being set on fire. Good God, what a jerk. They're part of Artists for Ceasefire. And they're wearing these pins. The pin is a circle that is red. And on the circle is a hand. And in the hand, there is a black heart. So what it looks like is a black heart surrounded by kind of like an orange hand, surrounded by a red circle. That's the pin. They don't know what it is they're wearing. All they know is, we want a ceasefire. They don't care that Israelis got murdered. They don't care that Israelis and others were kidnapped. They don't care about American hostages. They don't care about the women. They don't care about the elderly. They don't care about the infirm. They don't care. They don't care about the rape, by the way, on video. They don't care. Because to care might mean a recognition that Hamas has to be destroyed and war is hell. Oh, can't have that. I'm too good for that. All these people who can't recognize that war is hell, can't recognize that Hamas did this and Hamas can stop this. They have what Gad Saad refers to as amnesia of causality. They refuse to address what happened here. Only Israel bad, because they see everything, as we move along this line, in the idea of oppressed oppressor. You understand they view Israel as the oppressor because they view Israel as what? White. All of a sudden, you see how it connects. You see how these people are, how they operate, how small the minds are, how they have never been opened up to what it is that's really going on and recognize, wait a second, this is Israel. Israel's got a whole bunch of people, all sorts of people. I'm going to just lump it in as this white versus person of color thing. Maybe I should know a little bit. Maybe I should engage some history. Maybe we should ask questions. Nope. None of that happens, because asking questions is the cardinal sin. They didn't ask a question about the pin. They're not going to ask about the history. They're just going to say, Israel bad. Look at the terrible things they're doing. They will quote Hamas. They'll quote a terrorist organization. Oh, 30,000 women and children have been killed. Without asking, wait a second, is that number accurate? I mean, can we take a look at cemeteries or hospitals and see people? I mean, is any of this accurate at all? They don't ask. They don't care. It is not that they are particularly dumb, but rather they are so consumed with their own emotion that how they view it in right and wrong must be the answer. And therefore, they enable themselves to do horrible things. They are wearing these pins. These pins tell a story. These pins reference the year 2000. IDF reservists, two of them, both Jewish, end up driving through Ramallah. Now, how you're not aware when you're part of the IDF that you have driven into Ramallah is, and I remember it then, beyond me. I don't know how one could do this. So Ramallah, north of Jerusalem, they're driving through Ramallah. While they were there, they were detained by Palestinian police. They were then murdered in their jail cell. A savage crowd murdered these two. And one of them showed, like, pressed himself up against the window for the world to see his bloody hands. Showed his bloody hands to the world. Look what I did. I just killed some Jews. That bloody hand is the pin that Mark Ruffalo and Billie Eilish and a host of others were wearing, these artists for ceasefire. My God, that is dumb. Unless, of course, it is not dumb and it is so hateful that one cannot rationalize it in their own head. Am I to take it that Billie Eilish is hateful? That at 22 years of age, she has determined that she hates Jews with such passion and force that she celebrates the murderer. I have a very hard time with that. Call me naive. It's okay. I'll take it. I will take it. Rather, I think she is somebody overcome by her own emotion, which is a problem in real life. Maybe not in art. I'm an emotional man. I just control it. I've gotten very good at it. I will not sit here and tell you that I think that Billie Eilish is this Jew-hating bigot who is celebrating a murderer. I must admit to you, I do not know if that's true of Mark Ruffalo. He would probably be disgusted by my saying so. But how many more times am I going to hear this progressive engage in some of the worst, most violent politics there are? I mean, supporting Bernie Sanders, case in point. You, at your age, didn't ask, hey, what is this? Hey, maybe I'll check before I just put it on. Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe in today's world, I'll just double check before I do it. They didn't check. They didn't care. And they will still gladly be part of this group, Artists for Ceasefire. Why not just say Artists for the End of Israel? Why not just say F Israel and all those dumb Jews who support it? Why not just say that? Oh, and all those dumb Christians who support it. I mean, at least it would be honest. Why not just call the group Wish I Was There on October 7th? If Mark Ruffalo was honest, wouldn't he call the group, man, that looked like fun to me? Maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe that isn't the way he thinks. And maybe, just maybe, he is really as much of a fool and a youth as Billie Eilish. Maybe that's the case. But if you ask me, I think Mark Ruffalo is just a bad guy. Some people got the pun. You're welcome, everybody. They don't know what they don't know. Sometimes because they just don't. Sometimes because they make a mistake. And sometimes because they don't want to know. They don't want to do the research. They don't want to learn. They don't want to have to realize that their emotions betray them and they're actually wrong. And what they support is a barbarism that to the rest of us is unfathomable. Artists for Ceasefire are some bloodthirsty folk. Israel has the right to exist. Israel has the right to defend itself. And I hope it does. And this is all over when Hamas is destroyed. If Hamas would just surrender, this would end. What I wouldn't give for Billie Eilish or Mark Ruffalo to call for Hamas to do that. But I'm not dumb enough to believe that could ever come. I'm Tony Katz.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through.
The Dow is up 190, the Nasdaq is down 58, and the electric vehicle is dead. Well, the euphoria. I love the headline from CNBC. EV euphoria is dead. Okay, I get it. You can't force people to like something. You can't do it. You know who knows this? CNN. Because they tried to tell us that Caitlin Collins is a television show host. And she's not. Correspondent. Reporter. Not a host. They took Caitlin Collins and they said, you're going to be a star. And she said, who, me? I don't know if that's actually what she said or how she said it. That is a terrible impression. And they said, a star. That's absolutely how they said that. And then they gave her the morning show with, was it Poppy Harlow and Don Lemon. And then they fired Don Lemon and they said, you kid, you're going places. And she said, who, me? Again, that's not how Caitlin Collins talks. I cannot do impressions. Maybe I could do Caitlin Collins as Norm MacDonald. So I'm going places. I like places. Maybe they'll have snacks. I like places that have snacks. It's my kind of place. So they decide to give Caitlin Collins her own show and try to explain to the rest of us why Caitlin Collins is somebody we should watch. But if you ever watched Caitlin Collins, you would realize that she's not good at it. It's not natural for her. This is not even a knock on her skill set. A knock on her personally. This is a recognition that some skill sets don't lend itself to being a host. Not everybody can do it. I cannot hit a three-point shot. Steph Curry is safe. Not everybody can be a host. Caitlin Collins' show averages just over 600,000 viewers in total. Dana Bash, who's on at noon, does better than somebody who's on in prime time. She can't do the job. It's okay. That's not the job you should be doing. So CNN still has not figured out how to square the circle. They have not figured out how to build an audience, grow an audience, recognize where the audience is at, respect the audience. They haven't done it. To that end, I was pretty positive that I was not going to comment on Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo doing an interview. Did Cuomo interview Tucker or did Tucker interview Cuomo? How did it go, Producer Carl?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. I have no interest in seeing it. I think Tucker is wrong about a series of things with Russia. I think he's wrong about a series of things with Ukraine. I have no issue with him doing the interview with Vladimir Putin. Other people are jealous. That's their problem. Chris Cuomo is not a newsman I'm going to respect, nor is it an opinion that I'm going to seek out. He isn't an honest broker. He covered for his brother, the then governor of New York, during COVID. He looked to go after the women who were accusing his brother of sexual impropriety. He gets fired from CNN. He ends up at News Nation, where he's making $1 million a year, certainly less than he made at CNN. And he craps all over the place. I don't even know why they kept him. Then News Nation brought on Geraldo, and I said, okay. I started deleting phone numbers right out of my phone. What am I going to be around this? Where's the seriousness, for the love of God? Why are we interviewing Chris Cuomo? There's a career that has to be rehabilitated. His career? He did this to himself. He went after the women himself. He was joking around with his brother while his brother was engaged in policies that helped nobody. And we know this now as fact. And we kind of knew it then. So no, I didn't watch. Because you can't get me to believe in Chris Cuomo or Caitlin Collins. I'm Tony Katz.
contribute into a system where they actually take very little out. And that is for a number of different reasons. People think that immigrants have access to all these safety net benefits. They actually don't. Undocumented immigrants, but even some legal immigrants do not. Even Social Security is propped up by the contributions of both undocumented and documented immigrants.
So we need to ensure illegal immigration so we have Social Security? That's Representative Pramila Jayapal. That is just a special kind of derp. It is. It's a special kind of ridiculous. Tony Katz today. Good to be with you. And then there's Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, with this doozy.
In 2021, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people.
What do you mean to most people? You mean to everybody? Transitory means that to everybody. It's just a little thing. It's going to go away. Inflation's going up. So transitory to you was years, and now you regret it? I mean, you hear Representative Jayapal talking about illegal immigrants and Social Security. You hear the Secretary of Treasury talking about regretting that inflation, saying inflation was transitory. And you're like, dear Lord, this is pretty pathetic. And then you realize, my gosh, it's been a long time since we played our game.
And now it's time for everybody's newest game show. What's More Pathetic? It's a show where we take more than one pathetic thing, compare them, and you decide what's more pathetic. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's your host, Mr. Tony Katz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that all. Please take your seats. Take your seats. Another rousing edition of What's More Pathetic, Pramila Jayapal versus Janet Yellen. The phone number, 833-468-8669, 833-GOT-TONY. Of course, you can vote on X at Tony Katz. Let me play them for you again in case you missed it. My gosh, action-packed day here. What's more pathetic? Here are our nominees. Producer Carl, you can just feel the excitement, can't you?
Absolutely.
That was very exciting. Well done. Well said. Well played. It's Representative Pramila Jayapal, Washington State. She heads up the Progressive Caucus, letting you know that if it wasn't for illegal immigrants, my goodness, we wouldn't even have Social Security.
Immigrants contribute into a system where they actually take very little out. And that is for a number of different reasons. People think that immigrants have access to all these safety net benefits. They actually don't. Undocumented immigrants, but even some legal immigrants do not. Even Social Security is propped up by the contributions of both undocumented and documented immigrants.
Now that is something. But is it more absolutely pathetic than the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying that transitory? Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
In 2021, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people.
So I ask you, actually, that's the wrong theme music. There we go. I have so many. We play so many games. What's more pathetic? Is it the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen for lying to America about inflation being transitory? Or is it Representative Pramila Jayapal telling us that illegal immigrants are the backbone to Social Security? They're propping it up. On X at Tony Katz, 833-468-8669. Carl will let me know who is on the line, and we will take your votes. This is a head-scratcher. This is a head-scratcher right here. You can go in so many different directions about which way this is going to go. In the meantime, while we are tabulating all the votes, the House of Representatives, they have voted.
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65. One present, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without the objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
That is the U.S. House of Representatives requiring TikTok to divest from China. Remember, we were talking about banning, right? Is TikTok being banned? No, TikTok can still exist, just not owned by China. And I have real disagreements with people like Senator Rand Paul who think that this is a constitutional issue. This is not an American company. I don't know where the constitutional issue is. I'd love to hear more of where he thinks that's the case. More of where he thinks this is about the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't exist for the communist Chinese. It doesn't. Then there is NBC. NBC is worried about spring break. The story goes that in South Florida, as people are getting ready for spring break, heading down for spring break, and oh, are they having a good time, and they're already wicked drunk. Oh, yes, they are. The cities in South Florida, the towns, are being very, very forceful when it comes to applying the law and keeping the peace. NBC, with the Today Show, I believe it was, is looking at this, and they are... And they're saying, you know, this is an unprecedented crackdown, for example, in Miami Beach, and it's bringing smaller crowds. And then in discussing the crackdowns, saying, you know, this is creating a real issue for the business owners.
Beach. This last weekend was one of the busiest typically for spring breaks, and many people tell me that it's about the same volume as a typical Saturday in January. The relief for many, but the sacrifice for some businesses coming up next has been the barricades. You see them stacked behind me right now, but over the weekend they were up and down Ocean Drive and the street over from that and the street over from that, keeping chaos, guys, to a minimum, but also putting some pressure on businesses too.
If the crackdown is for COVID to ensure everybody's wearing a mask and is 6 feet apart based on no science whatsoever, that's fine. If it's to ensure that drunk people don't end up dead in a ditch or getting into fights that could hurt people and destroy and damage businesses and property, how dare you? That is a special level of spin, kitten. A special level of spin. But maybe nothing so special as The Economist. Now, for people who know me and people who are part of my morning show in Indianapolis, WIBC, they know that for years I have shared my disgust with the Indianapolis City County Council. Because they passed a resolution, non-binding, years back, in favor of Meatless Monday. Meatless Monday is this ridiculous idea that you shouldn't eat meat on a Monday for some social justice Mother Gaia reason. But it's just in a long litany of people, of organizations, that somehow have decided that we'd all be better off if you just ate bugs. Because eating meat is not only bad for you, but it's bad for the carbon footprint. The Economist puts out a story. Beef emits 31 times more CO2 per calorie of food than tofu does. Well, of course it puts out more CO2 per calorie of food than tofu does. Beef is delicious. tofu by itself is nasty. Now, if you want to fry the tofu in oil, then add seasonings to it, then drape it in a whole bunch of Chinese food and put a couple of egg rolls next to it, delicious, kind of. But beef all by itself, you could do beef Pittsburgh style. Do you know what Pittsburgh is? The people who eat Pittsburgh, They're a special breed. They are a rare special breed. Here is a Pittsburgh style of steak. And for the record, I do my strips medium rare. I do my ribeyes medium. The ribeye has more marbling. I want to make sure that that fat has a chance to really kind of melt through a little more. I guess you could call it a render. I guess that would be the right terminology. And so my ribeye is medium. My strip, because it can be, it's tougher than a ribeye, medium rare. Trust me, I know these things. The very concept that these people don't want us eating beef, that somehow beef is the problem, is a radical proposition from the people who want us eating bugs. If you, you get the protein and it's so much better for the environment. For those people, allow me to share with you a song I share each and every Monday in indie.
Cooking a steak, wouldn't it be great? You could be my mate. Cooking a steak, for goodness sake, will you please be my mate and come and cook a steak? Steak
is delicious. Steak is good. And I find listening to these people who tell me not to eat meat, they always look terrible. Like they're in desperate need of a steak. They just look gaunt. They look sad. They're always walking around the aisles in a supermarket saying, these aren't the right vitamins. All you need is a hamburger, for the love of God. You'd be great. You'd be in wonderful shape. But they never stop. They never stop trying to make you as miserable as they are. My brother, the good Dr. Katz, his line is, nothing drives the prisoner more crazy than watching another man walk free. That's heavy, children. That is heavy right there. So I'm here to tell you to eat meat. It's fine. I'm here to tell you to enjoy spring break, but don't be that drunk. This is basic, simple advice. I'm just trying to help. But as for what is more pathetic, of course, we had two competitors. Two competitors, Pat on X, want to know if they could choose both. And the answer is no, you can only choose one. What's more pathetic? Is it indeed Pramila Jayapal, who heads up the Progressive Caucus, saying that Social Security is propped up by illegal immigrants?
Immigrants contribute into a system where they actually take very little out. And that is for a number of different reasons. People think that immigrants have access to all these safety net benefits. They actually don't, undocumented immigrants, but even some legal immigrants do not. Even Social Security is propped up by the contributions of both undocumented and documented immigrants.
Or is it Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, saying that she regrets saying that inflation was transitory?
In 2021, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people.
So which one is it? It's Janet Yellen, everybody. Janet Yellen more pathetic? She lied when she said it. She knew she was lying. She proudly lied. She did it on a hope and a prayer, and it didn't work out because everywhere Janet Yellen has gone, she's gotten economic policy wrong. Very, very outrageously, miraculously wrong. Besides, when it comes to Pramila Jayapal saying ridiculous things, well, that's part of her MO.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of a word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Kerr,
that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
That's not part of my task as
I'm going to continue with my questions.
The
I know that,
that I received,
the term
that I ultimately reached
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that
I did
the
not
term willful
that word
retention
does not in the report,
has a Mr. Hurd, it's my time.
She keeps telling the special counsel, Robert Hur, you exonerated Joe Biden. And he keeps saying, I didn't exonerate Joe Biden. And then she wants her time back. Don't worry. Pramila Jayapal has plenty of chances to be more pathetic than anybody you've ever met. I'm Tony Katz. So I forgot to say what a Pittsburgh steak was. I apologize. Tony Katz, that's me. A Pittsburgh-style steak is burnt on the outside and basically raw inside. That's Pittsburgh style. That is a very rare breed of person who eats their steak that way. Burnt, raw. That's special stuff. Hey, it's your steak. Do what you will with it. This is Tony Katz today.